Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on Jekyll Island, staying at the Westin. I mean, this hotel is fantastic. It's located right on the beach. We brought along the winners from the WDUN Westin Winter Weekend along with us on this trip. I didn't find one of those glass balls, but hey, I still had a great time. So I have Deborah Abercrombie sitting here with me. Now, I saw you going all around the island. You were trying to find one of those glass balls as well. Did you find one?
No way. No, we didn't find one. But the Westin is a great place to stay. It is right on the beach. Woke up this morning, looked out. Oh, it was gorgeous, just so nice. And the beds are heavenly. I'll agree.
So now we headed out first thing this morning. We went out to what is called the Driftwood Beach, thinking that we would find some of these grass balls that, you know, it's all part of the treasure hunt. So what did you think of that beach? Was that amazing or not?
It was great. I had never seen anything like it. I didn't imagine that much driftwood in one place. As many times as we've been down here, I'd never been out there. So it was really, really special to go out there. From the beginning to the end, it was great.
Well, hey, you can't beat that. Now, Jeffrey, thanks so much. And also, thanks a lot for participating in the contest. And we really appreciate your listening to WDUN. So thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me.
Thank you.
Next, I want to introduce you to Mike McDaniel. Now, this is Mike McDaniel, Jr., because your father's here as well. You came down with your dad, who's Mike McDaniel Sr. So you're the youngest one here. So tell me, are you having a great time, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's the most fun thing that you've done today?
I guess getting able to sit down and meet all the other people that won and getting to know them a little bit.
I'm loving that too. But now I have to tell everyone, I had lunch with you. So you got a chance to eat some great seafood. Was this your first time also having oysters?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
I ordered oysters, and I just kind of edged you in a little bit right there and said, try some of these oysters. So what did you think of oysters?
It was pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, first time I had one.
So, Mike, I really enjoyed spending time with your son today and continuing into the night. He's really a great guy, so thanks for bringing him along.
Yeah. I've been blessed with him and his sister as well. I've been blessed with two good kids.
Well, it's very special for us to have him come along because it just means to me we have a future listener of WDUN,
right,
which is great.
Right.
And also, too, someone who will love the coast and want to come back down to Jekyll Island.
Yeah, he's already said that. He said this is my first but not last trip, so we'll be back. And I'd like to thank everybody, you know, from Hayes, the Hayes family, Travel Bags with Anita, Joel, his wife, been listening to them on radio for years, and I just feel like, you know, family, and I've just enjoyed the fellowship, you know. I love to meet new people, and it just seems like, you know, you've known everybody forever.
Well, you know, Mike, I think you hit it, you know, the nail on the head with this, because that's one of the great things about this contest is that we get a chance to meet you guys, you all get a chance to meet us, and we get a chance to have some time together
right.
And have a good meal.
That's good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, real good meal. My hat's off to the chef.
Did you have a favorite?
Probably the shrimp and grits. I've always favored the, you know, shrimp and grits. I love that.
I love shrimp and grits too. Absolutely, absolutely. So you guys have a safe trip going back tomorrow. We wrap up everything and head back to Gainesville tomorrow. And we have really appreciated having you and your son come down. I'm calling you guys the double mics. So
there you go.
It's been great to have
That's
you guys
good.
Here with
That's
us.
Good.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much,
Thank
Mike.
You. Thank you.
You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends from the Westin down on Jekyll Island. Now, I have up next Elisa Sisk. Have you had a great time this weekend?
Oh, it's been wonderful. We've had a wonderful time.
Well, tell me what has made it so wonderful for you.
Oh, the Westin has been very welcoming to us, and the people here have been very nice. The people that we've been with have been just super nice to get to know. We've just had a great time. We've had a wonderful time this morning going for a walk on the beach, even though it was windy and cold. We just had a great time getting to see everybody and just having, it's been a great time just to get away from everything and do something different.
Now, one of the main reasons for our coming here was to take part in the treasure hunt.
Yes, the treasure
now,
hunt.
How fun was that this morning going out to Driftwood Beach
Great. It was just good to get out and look around and see something different. Looking for the glass balls that artisans have made. course, we didn't find anything. I think someone found a golf ball earlier, but I didn't find anything. I got to look for something, but didn't get to find anything. But, you know, keep on looking.
But now you guys did some other things throughout the day, because after the treasure hunt, you had some free time. So what did
you
do?
My husband and I went over to St. Simon's to a place that we frequent when we come down here called Southern Soul Barbecue. Enjoyed that. And then we did some shopping.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the shops are right next door to the Westin.
So all
you have to do is just walk right out, and the village shops are right next door.
They really are, and they're just close by. And it's really nice how they built these shops really close in. And you're just right here at the beach.
Everything's convenient.
It is. It's very much so.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us. And a big thank you for participating in the contest.
Oh, thank you so much. Everything has been wonderful. We've certainly enjoyed our stay here.
Up next is Jim Morrow. Jim, thank you for sitting down with me. I think you've had a great time today. I've been watching you.
I have had a wonderful time this weekend.
But tell me what made it so wonderful.
This beautiful facility at the Westin, it's just absolutely lovely property, and the food has been absolutely delicious.
Well, the food tonight was so good. So tell me, which was your favorite? We had crab cakes, we had shrimp and grits, and we had this chicken stuffed with cheese.
It had to be the chicken.
Oh, really?
I think they did that just for us in Gainesville.
But now what about the cheesecake? That was pretty good, too.
It was delicious. My wife, Pam, had to finish it for me, though.
Okay. I understand completely. Now, what about for lunch today? Did you do anything for lunch?
We did. We walked over to the shopping district just outside the hotel doors and ate at Wee Pub.
So that's great for everyone to know that, you know, if you're staying here at the Westin, all you have to do is just walk right out the door, and there's a great selection of restaurants as well as shopping. Now, tell me a little bit about your room. What do you think of that? They call these heavenly beds. Do you agree?
Well, the first thing that we did last night when Pam laid down, she said, find out in the morning what kind of mattress this is. I want one.
I think they do sell them, so maybe you
buying a new mattress. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you might be in trouble. I heard you can buy the whole setup, too, the sheets and everything. So, I don't know. You may have a new bed when you get home.
We may.
So thank you so much. And let me say a big thank you to participating in the contest and definitely for being a listener of WDUN. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now, up next is Jason Frazier. So, Jason, tell me all about what you guys did today, because I think you went over to the historic district, didn't you?
We did. We explored all of the Jekyll Island Charter Club, all of the little shops around the area. It was actually very impressive of how well they've maintained the historic presence of the whole building.
So what about the hotel, though? What about the Westin?
I mean, the entire building is just incredible. The grounds are amazing. The rooms are beautiful views. The bed is actually, that's what Amanda was super excited about, was the heavenly bed and all the all the down comforters and stuff. So it's just an amazing place.
Now, dinner is fantastic. We've had a fantastic dinner, and we had wine pairing with that. So tell me a little bit about the wine pairing and the dinner and how you enjoyed that, because that was really what made dinner really special.
It was great. They did a really good job of pairing the appropriate wines. I'm not much of a wine connoisseur, but I feel like every wine they paired with it was spot on. It complemented the food very well.
Well, thank you so much, Jason.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
Oh, well, absolutely. And thank you so much for listening to the show and for being a WDUN fan. I know that you are, because you've told me before. So thank you so much.
We've never been in a contest, so it's glad to finally win.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you.
We'd like to say thank you to all of our listeners here at WDUN, and thank you so much for participating in all of our contests, not just only the ones where we're taking you on the road, but really all of the contests that WDUN does throughout the year. And a very special thank you to Hayes of Baldwin for supporting us with this. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends coming to you from the Westin Jekyll Island. This is the best place, guys. You must come down here and check it out. Right on the beach, great food, great shopping, historic district. You can do it all. You can even go over to St. Simon's, as you heard some people say, or even over to Brunswick. So many things to do down here on the Georgia coast. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.